Is it still Alex Tanner, not Lord Tanner nowadays?
Yes, for the moment, at least, yes.
Just plain old Alex.
Yes, it's plain, plain Alex, yes.
How are you?
I'm fine, very well.
It's been a long time since we've seen you, so, you
that's
know...
That's right, long.
Just remind our listeners, what does Alex Tanner do? What is Alex Tanner all about?
In two words, I'm a business and life coach and an NLP practitioner.
A what? Sorry. What?
NLP practitioner.
You better just tell us what that is.
That stands for neuro-linguistic programming.
Right, you better just
what does that mean
explain
as well?
That as well.
Okay, in two words, just the best way to explain it is if you think of a computer and... Sometimes in the computer, there are viruses that come in that will affect the way that your computer works. Our mind is exactly the same. We get viruses that come into our mind, like fears, like limitations, inhibition. Like, for example, I can't do this. I'm afraid of doing this. Those are viruses. And through NLP... I get rid of those viruses, those fears, fear of spiders, fear of flying. Remember, we did some time ago, your fear of flying. Yeah, that was done through NLP.
Right, okay.
And it's breaking those barriers that very often we put into our mind ourselves.
Ourselves, I was going to say that,
that's
yeah.
Right. Okay, let's see how
makes
this
sense,
works.
Doesn't
it? Have you got a fear?
Yeah.
What have you got a fear of?
What, you mean like a phobia?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate snakes.
So do I.
Right.
Absolutely hate them.
There you
go.
So, so there you go. Alex, Max is on the couch.
Right.
What do we do from? Where do we go from here?
Well, funny enough, years ago I was afraid of snakes as well, and through NLP I got rid of it.
Wow.
So could you hold a snake now then?
I can now.
Oh, I couldn't. No.
I couldn't up to 8 years ago though.
So how does it work? Max is still on the couch.
Still on the couch.
The way it works is that you need to reprogram your brain.
Yeah.
So, for example, in my case, what happened is that I was kind of trained, quote-unquote, to look at snakes and regard them as something, okay, something that you can handle, something that you should not be afraid of. Obviously, it's a process, so it takes some time.
Mm-hmm.
But over a space of a few sessions, I came to the point where I was looking at the snakes with fear at a distance, and then over a period of time, by using NLP, various NLP techniques, I got to the point that I was looking at a snake, just as I'm looking at you, Ian, this morning. And then that got closer and closer, up to the point... where the person that was kind of handling me, quote-unquote, said to me one day, do you want to hold the snakes? And I said, okay. And I got this massive snake. It wasn't a little snake. It was a massive one that she had wrapped around her neck.
Ugh.
And I looked at this thing, and I said, well... And I said to myself, well, why should I be afraid of this thing? It wasn't doing anything. It was cold as anything, scaly as anything, but... And then she said, put it around your neck. I did. It was fine.
My hands, look at my hands, have gone all clammy just talking about
them. Yeah, I'm just frozen on the spot.
Yeah.
And do you know,
many people are afraid of snakes.
So many people are, I've treated two ladies that were terrorized by spiders, for example. But, you know, it's again, but we build all these things into our minds.
Yeah.
And that's why, for example, on my business coaching side, I use NLP to train salespeople. It's very much a sales tool these days.
Right.
Because the way that you are able to relate to people in the right way, then you have an inroads into their minds.
Right, okay. You couldn't work on our sales guy, could you?
Yeah.
He's not out there now, so he's not hearing this, so that's all right.
One of the concepts of NLP... is that we all use a different language and thinking system.
Right.
For example, if you spend some time with me, you will hear me say quite a lot, I see that. Because I'm a visual person.
Right.
Now, someone else may be what we call a hearing person. And he or she will say things like, oh, I hear that.
Okay.
Someone else may be a feeling person. And so he or she may say something like, oh, I feel that. Now, if you can relate to the way that that person speaks and thinks, and using their language, you have an open door into their minds. They will listen with their ears pierced, and they will be far more receptive to whatever you have to say to them. So that's why NLP is excellent for sales training.
Okay. I'm fascinated. I really am. We asked you a question off air. We'll kind of come back to that, because it's kind of all interlinked. I'm guessing. We were talking about colours.
Right.
We were talking about the bright colours. You're wearing a yellow shirt. You've got a pink watch. We were talking about pink, and men can wear pink nowadays, whereas before it was, you know, people would question it. You know, we're talking lots of years ago. But you know, and then I said, if that is the case, if we love our favourite colours and we wear our favourite colours, whether it's in a jumper or shirt or a watch, how is it that the majority, and we did a discussion on this about a year ago, most of the people that phoned in, most of the people that took part, they didn't have their favourite colours on the walls of their house. Why is that?
Basically, and very quickly, for three reasons. One is because the colour that represent you may not necessarily be suitable for your home. There is something, like, you probably heard of it, called Feng Shui.
Yeah.
And according to Feng Shui, you know, whether you believe it in it or not, but you need to really have the right colors for your home.
Right.
Now, some people, like in my case, for example, we are renting. So I cannot splash any given color on my wall. I could, but then I will have to repaint it at my cost before I leave the property. And when I get an inspection from the letting agency, they may query, why have you painted certain walls pink? But also the third reason is because your home is where you will receive your friends and family. And they may not like pink.
See, some years ago, I was single for a period of time, and I decorated the whole house. After this lady had left me, I decorated the whole house, and not one of the rooms was painted my favourite colour.
Right.
Not one. And so I kind of hear what you're saying, but I also think, well, hang on a minute, I had this thing, this blank canvas, and yet not once did I think, right, we're going to have a yellow room because I like yellow.
Perhaps we're just not that adventurous to actually dare do it in your home. Perhaps you get sick of it after a while if you've got, like, pink stripes and yellow spots and stuff.
Maybe.
It might give you migraine. Yeah.
It's a fascinating thing.
But you see, it's going back to what we were saying. For example, I have many pink shirts. I have pink ties. I have two or three pink jumpers. My mouse mat is pink. Where I rest my mug next to my desk, it's a pink coaster. Because that applies to me. But I do not impose my pinkiness onto others.
I like that.
Can I call you Pinky?
Pinkiness. I like pinkiness. Yeah. I've got pinkiness. Yeah. Can I get off the couch now, by the way? Yeah. Stay on it.
Do you want me to lift you down?
Please.
It is a mindset, and it's a fascinating thing when you delve in. Because we go around most of the time with our minds shut.
Mm. Yeah.
And we just see what we want to see, and we see we just see the daily things, and we don't see what's beyond them. And so how do we unlock our minds then? What do we do?
You said something very important just now. We see who and what we are.
Hmm.
So what you are looking outside in the reality, in the world outside, is actually who you are.
All right.
And so if you want to, for example, with a lot of my business clients, if you want to change your business, then what you need to start with is to change the way you look at things.
Okay.
There is a well-known American guru who does kind of life coaching and a little bit of business coaching, called Wayne Dyer. And he, several years ago, he came up with a very interesting phrase. And he said, and I'm slightly paraphrasing, when we change the way we look at things, things will change.
Okay.
In other words, when we change the way we perceive reality, when we change the way we think about certain things, certain people, certain situation, the situation will change. Because we are looking at them from a different point of view.
Yeah, fascinating.
So the problem is not very often to change what you are, to change your business, to change your family, to change society. The point is to change the way you are looking at certain things.
Yeah. Okay. It's a fascinating thing. It really is. Because I think there is a lot more. I've always said to people that we've especially in the last 5 years when you're talking about the various different things, we are. You see that people are in a certain mindset.
Yeah.
And they can't. They're not going to change.
Can't change. Yeah.
But you know that they can because everyone has to change at some point.
I was sharing with John earlier on that I was having just yesterday a very long conversation on Facebook with someone. With two people, actually, from Nepal. And they was sharing with me that they feel very negative because of the earthquakes and everything else. And I said to them, why feel negative? Being negative will only attract more negativity. And you will not resolve the situation. Being negative will not change the fact that Nepal has been hit by two earthquakes. Rather, being positive, looking beyond the earthquakes, you can start changing the reality because you can start thinking of the rebuilding. You can start thinking of what you can do in the new Nepal. But being negative will crash every opportunity.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's gone over Max's head. But
no, actually, I was in deep thought about it. If you don't mind.
Yeah, no, I think it's great that you've come in because, as I say, I think it's fascinating. We could have a much longer conversation at some point.
Yeah, maybe come in
and have a lunchtime. Yeah, see, Alex, we've got to explain what LSD is.
It's not LSD.
No, it's a lunchtime social
debate.
See,
I'm a 1960 guy, so LSD to me means something very...
Oh, you come on in then.
Is there a website that we can check out? Is there a book that you've read or anything that you want to plug?
Yeah, well, there is both. There is my website, which is very simply alextanner.com.
Which is spelled T-A-N-A.
Yep. Like the lake in Africa. If you think of the lake in Africa, that's the way you will spell.
That's
myself.
What I was thinking.
Right. Oh yeah, you didn't even know.
And there is a book as well, which is an e-book. It's a long e-book, which is called "Live Your Best Life."
What's an e-book?
Yeah, what is an e-book?
An e-book. It's a book that you read online. It's not a printed.
Right. Oh yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
You have to download it from the website.
Do you know what you should do? You should do it because I do the audio books now. I love love listening to people tell me stories.
Yeah,
maybe you should do an audio book.
Well, if you download it on a CD, you'll have an e-book. You'll have an audio book.
Mm. Oh right, so it's your.
Oh okay, I see what you mean. No, yeah. In actual spoken.
Yeah,
yeah,
mm.
Yeah.
You
sorry.
Should do that.
Yeah, yeah. That's
maybe
a thought.
We should work together. I could
that's
produce that for you.
Yeah. Oh. It's a thought.
There he goes again.
We've got a nice little studio down there. We could put you in there. I could bring you in I could paint the walls pink.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Why not?
For you.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
It's a great idea, yeah.
So check out the website. It's www.alextanner.com.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Good to see you.
There is another book, but unfortunately, which I had printed, but it's out of print now, which is called Positive Networking.
Okay.
Which is basically building business networking and how to do it right. But I'm actually reviewing it, and I will be reprinting it probably next year.
Okay. We come back soon, and we do a whole hour
and
discussion.
LSD.
We'll do some LSD together.
Right.
Lunchtime social
the
debate.
The three of us.
Sounds good.
Okay.
We can all get on the couch.
Thanks, Alex.
Brilliant.